information. And this would be more or less something I had seen on Kingy MGTOW's page and channel. If you haven't heard of him, it's KingEFiles. If not, it's called Life is Rhythm, you know, with one H, not two. The guy was speaking on, you know, the system as it is. The gynocratic system is set up to have black men on the front lines. And I dare go further. I dare go a little further that both sides, both left and right, of this gynocentric bird want for us to be frontline skirmishers, because they don't want to do the skirmishing. They don't want to do the fighting. They want to do the moving of the chess pieces. And that makes sense. I mean, and King was right in saying this. You know, they would want for us to be, okay, it's more of a threat to them for us to live productive lives. And he's right. It's a threat to them if you are going your own way, living a productive life, and actually building something without the assistance, dare I put in scare quotes, air quotes, existence and assistance of a female. They want us to play the game. And in this case, to be frontline skirmishers, to keep the war brewing, to keep us in the streets, and being homeless, or to keep us in, you know, homeless chains if we're out there, and frontline skirmishing for whatever end these gynocrats desire to have for themselves. And I think it's bullshit to play into this. And fellas, I do extend this to every man here, especially you that have taken the pill of truth, and you know what this is. Not some red pill aware guy, you know what it is, but you're still a cipher. Still participating, wanted to participate with a high status job in the so-called Matrix, I guess. Well, let me get off of the movie analogy and keep in with the facts here and what's going on too, and my perception of what it has been. And I'm pretty sure you fellas have seen it. You got eyes to see and ears to hear, and so that's the way this is. It's utter and total. We even got people listening in on what I'm saying right now, you know, being nosy and, you know, checking in to how I'm thinking and why I am the way I am these days. And it's just as obvious as the fucking nose on your face, man, that I am not trying to get into the gynocratic vision of the future that they want. And both left and right do participate in this. The left so much so, and I seen quite a bit of this when I was in a blue state. And the right, I'm seeing a lot of that today being in a red state. And as I have often had said, that the laws as they are a lot more detrimental in the right-wing states than they are in the left, you know? And that's why, you know, you guys tend to take me in doses, and I get it. You know, a lot of this, I can't just keep on slamming Trump supporters all my life, because, you know, the bitch-made simp comes in all shapes, forms, colors, and body types. You got that tough-ass street dude simp, you know, that's man up. And then you got that weak ass, multicolored hair, septum pierced bitch ass dude that's getting you to man up. It's the same. It's the same. And yes, for the same ends to the mean too, means to the end as well. You go ahead and you just, go ahead and skirmish and fight out there for your fellow woman, and preserve the family, as the right wingers put it, and protect all women and believe all women on the left side of this shit. And either way, it's fucked up. And for you to live a productive life, no matter what you're doing, be it the trades, blue collar, white collar, and in the office, and y'all are subjected to a lot of this shit. And I'm about to be my damn self. But I'd rather, of course, keep it at arm's length. And that's one thing I advise for some of you to do. Those that are in the trades, more than half the battle has been done right there. Good on you for that. And congratulations for whatever success that you have landed on, that you've gotten out of the work you've put into it. I can't salute you enough, can't thank you fellas enough. But on the left, they're in it. They're in the belly of the beast, so to speak. They're confronting and are interacting with and obeying the gynocracy, the left wing of this bird, actually both wings of the bird. And it's a damn shame, because you come out of it less than a man, broken down and bankrupt of character as well as of money, Reason why I say that the right wing too has the right wing of the gynocracy, which are all of the trad cucks and the trad thoughts that don't want to hear the truth about it, but they're quick to say, man up, parroting all of these fucking talking points as to what you should do as a man, and that's bullshit, They would rather, well, in my particular situation, they would rather me at a brick and mortar store, trading the pleasantries, fucking participating in the small talk and acting like everything's okay in this fucked up gynocratic picture. The right wing is just as guilty of it as the left. And they both want us at the front line skirmishing, while they're in the back, on horses, on high horses, and over cliffs and mountains, viewing the whole picture, the big picture, as it were. And that's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's no more bullshit for a right winger to do it than it is for the left. The left wing want to have you tethered to the government and to their little welfare programs or government programs and DEI jobs and all this bullshit. Whereas the right want to have you tethered to the fucking corporation, towing that gynocratic line and taking care of yourself and being sacrificed. You're not important to them unless you're sacrificing for some woman. And that's bullshit too. These women are adults. As much as we're not seeing it, and as much as we would like for them to be, they are adults at the end of the day, technically. And they're screaming all of this independent this and independent that and strong this, strong that, when you still want protection in the streets. That sounds like codependence to me. That sounds like frail. This is when you're the only time that these bitches are in the, yes, I'm using the B word, when these bitches want that, is when it preserves their gynocratic thumb on your head, or that gynocratic foot on your neck. Both the government and the corporations want you into that. Big government, big corporations, hell, as well as small government and small corporations, they want you being that. The fix is so deeply embedded and in that you cannot live a productive life. And in living a productive life, it is a threat to them. Kingy was right. But I'd like to extend that to all men, you know, of all races and genders. Well, there is only two genders, and one of which is the guy with the Y chromosome. And I find myself asking, why the fuck do we gotta do this for them? And I know why. Because they know they couldn't sacrifice that deep for themselves. And so they delegate us to be frontline skirmishers, you know, shitting on each other and arguing with each other, bickering beefs for no fucking reason at all, except but to preserve this group or this group to make sure that they see their way into power. Now, keep in mind, yeah, I voted orange, man. You damn right I did. Not only to just get on the nerves of the people that oppose them, but to also and somehow put a stay on execution so that I can live a productive life or get that productive life set up in a way possible that I can move forward and hold the line down as a monk, you know. And they don't want you to be a productive monk. They'd rather you be an unproductive simp. And the only productivity they can ever squeeze out of you or juice out of you would have to be, you know, getting out there, frontline skirmishing for them, no matter what side. You know, the important thing in going your own way is the sovereignty, or at least the perception, even, of sovereignty. The freedom to not only be responsible for your successes, but to also be responsible for your failures, too. To be held accountable for all that. And, bro, you, the one that made his way on over here to this rumination, you are in the best position because you can turn it around, you know? No matter what these nosy fucks are listening to, I live this, I breathe this, and I say it every day, you know? Y'all are magnificent ass bastards, and you go ahead and you get it together, you keep it together. If you're still, you know, in touch with your sons or still talking to your daughters and things like that, you know, get those people ready. They're the ones you love. Get those people ready for what's about to come. Because, you know, once the war actually does start, and there are volleys being traded instead of verbal insults over social media, you know, then you'll know what's going on. You know, this Ukraine shit and this Israel shit is only a proxy war for an even bigger problem going on here, man. And you staying in touch with brothers like myself and others that are out there, you know, spreading this red pill truth. Now, really, it was you that chose to go your own way. It's you that hold the keys to it all. I mean, fellas like me and other, you know, content creators of this magnitude, we're only guys out here reminding you to stay on your path. Stay on your guard, too. Because either side, be it, you know, the right wing, even though they have the best points when it does come to the gynocracy, then so the left, still keep in mind, the trad thoughts are just feminists with masks on. And one day or another hour or something like that, they'll eventually slip the mask off and let you know what they really are about. So, I mean, for real, beware of the females that do interact with you and already know that you're going your own way. You know, if you can, keep that shit at arm's length, man. Don't let them close to you, because the moment you do that, no matter how good that right-wing Trad Thought Missy tries to, persuade, the masses and hijack your content and hijack your talking points. Keep in mind, bro, it is you that put yourself on the path to greatness, and that's the path of going your own way. Make sure that that path is still your own way, even to your dying breath. But hey, I don't need to preach to you. You already know what this is. So, there's that rumination, and yeah, beware of snares and traps, even on quote unquote our side, because there's still a lot of, wayward and even weirder gynocrats over there. All right, catch you on the next bucket and another rumination. And until next time, brothers, peace.